Broadcasting live from the Wake Forest Business Radio X studios in North Carolina, it's time for Metro Raleigh Business Radio, where business leaders in Raleigh come to tell their stories.
Hello and welcome to Metro Raleigh Business Radio. I'm Anne Revel-Petcher, your host, and I'm here with my producer, Reed Powell. Hello, Reed.
Hey, Anne.
What's going on over there at the producer's desk today?
Well, I'm pretty excited. We have the opportunity to have live tweets today.
Ooh-hoo. So what if somebody wants to ask a question? What do they do?
Just tweet us, and I will make sure that it gets asked.
Our Twitter handle is at BRXCAPR. Raleigh. That's BRX, like Business Radio X, Cap, like Capital City, Raleigh. So we have in the studio today, the reason we think we really are going to want to have some live tweets going on here today is that we have in the studio Nick DeMarco, who is a founder and president of a company that's new to the region called Practicem. Hello, Nick. I'm so glad to have you here.
Hello, Anne. It's a pleasure to be here.
Nick, you guys just recently moved to the Raleigh-Durham area. Tell me about that. Why did you come to Raleigh-Durham?
That's right. We moved here about a year ago now. It's almost a year. And we came from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it was for the warmth.
It is absolutely.
It has entirely to do with the fact that it's warm.
It has absolutely nothing to do with the warmth. And that's a lie. We moved down here because of the business climate, because of the educational system here. Mm. It's just been a phenomenal move for me. Personally, it's also been a great move for my family, and it's been an incredible move for the business. So three wins.
Cool. Well, let's talk about the business for a minute. I guess that's why we're here, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Practicem. I'm going to assume this is practical chemistry.
That's exactly what it is.
Is it?
Practical chemistry. Yep.
We wow. are.
Our focus is on making instrumentation for drug research companies, for pharmaceutical drug research companies. That is something they can use, something they can use every day.
Hmm. Particular area, what do you focus on?
We focus on chromatography, which is the science of separation. It's all about taking chemical compounds and breaking them down into their constituent components. So caffeine out of coffee would be a very easy way to think of chromatography. Now, that's not the way it's really done, but we'll just keep it that way for
tradition.
Okay,
it helps us understand what we're talking about.
That's right.
So what kinds of chemists are using chromatography?
Well, the part that we work on is protein chromatography, and the typical chemist for that would be a biochemist, some sort of a biochemist or bioscientist, somebody who's working with the parts of life.
Hmm. Now, you're a new company.
We are a relatively new company.
And why? I mean, chromatography's been going on since how long? Probably 20 years, 30, 40, more?
Oh, since the 50s.
50s. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So 60 years at least.
That's
and
right.
So why now? Why a new approach to chromatography?
Well, the actual system of chromatography is not, it's improved, but it hasn't made major changes. But the way that the data is handled in chromatographic systems has changed dramatically. And it really should be changing more because technologies like web technologies, the ability mm-hmm. to share data, mm-hmm. they really haven't been explored fully in the lab at this point, and we're working on that.
So it's really about the data.
It's in the end, it's all about the data. It's all about the data. Now, we make instrumentation, too, and make it very, very small and very compact, very easy to use. But really, the big part for us is that it's about getting data around to people.
So that's why you started the company, was to get data more accessible?
That's right. That's right. So in the past, think of a Word document. You could work on your Word document, mm-hmm. and you'd write your document, and you could send it off to somebody
for
review.
On my Wang word processor.
On your Wang 6000 mm-hmm. word processor.
I remember that.
That's right. And
yes,
now,
I'm that old.
Well, you've read about it. So now you can use Google Docs, and you and I can work together on one document at the same time.
Wow. How does it translate into the chemistry world?
While you're working on a particular separation, a chromatographic separation, I can be at my desk, and if you have trouble, you can IM me. I can log into your instrument. I can look at what's going on with your separation. Instead of you waiting until the separation is complete and it didn't work out right, you have to mix everything back together, which takes a long time, put it back through again, which can be, usually it's the next day. Now you can contact me and say, hey, what's going on with this? I can log into my instrument, take a look, see what, come right back to you with a suggestion, or I can even make the change right there.
So before what's the product name?
Arista.
Arista. So pre-Arista days, what were the chemists doing?
So even today, what the chemists are doing.
Because Arista isn't really shipping yet, right?
It has not shipped yet. That's right. So today, a chemist would get their compound, their chemical, ready for separation, for mm-hmm. analysis. Would go ahead and analyze the chemical. When it's all done, go look in what's in the separate test tubes and see that those things are what they expected. If they're not what they expect, the chemist has to mix everything back together, essentially, and try it again. And that trying again can take easily a day.
Wow.
If not more.
Wow. So what you're really doing is providing a separation from the separator. Is that fair?
Really what it does is a technique that you found that works well, you can share with your friends, you can share with your, collaborate with scientists, fellow scientists in your company, outside your company, in an institution, around the world, whatever you choose to do.
But you no longer have to be physically on top of the what's the machine called?
A chromatography system. That's right. That's right.
You can see I did not major in chemistry.
Well, that's a mouthful. No, we can control from a web device. We use Chrome as the browser.
Okay.
If you can run Chrome, you can run our system. So if you can operate Chrome on a tablet, a phone's a little small.
Okay.
But it technically works, but it's too small. A tablet, a computer, a Mac, PC, Chromebook, these things called Chrome Desk, which is like an all-in-one screen with a keyboard, very compact.
Mm-hmm.
So you can operate it from anywhere. You can be at home. You could be in a hotel room. You could be, the best part is you can take your tablet and walk around your lab. You're not tethered to one particular instrument.
Why is that important?
Well, you've probably have got, if you're in a laboratory, and all of us have seen laboratories on TV, and if you're in a laboratory, you really can't just focus on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot like a kitchen.
Right.
So
right.
You've got customers that want their food, and you can't focus on one particular task. So you've got to work on that chromatography process for a little while, and then you're going to be called over to another process. They're going to be called to yet another process. And while that's going on, one of the hardest things, in my opinion, with science right now, is that you've got to remember to go back to that first place.
Right.
Now, what do you think they use to remind, what do you think most scientists use to remind them to go back to that first place?
A timer.
A kitchen timer.
Is it?
That's exactly what they use. It's precisely what they use. Now, I'm not picking on you when I say that, but it's not a very creative solution, right? So when you take this Arista software tied with our chromatography instrumentation and you walk around with your tablet, the tablet reminds you when you need to be attending to your instrument again. So you don't have to sit there and watch this thing to see if the water's boiling, so to speak. You can go on and be freed up to do other tasks while you're waiting for the next step where you're required.
So you don't necessarily need to worry about that PhD, having to have a PhD and all of the time and effort and energy just to sit and watch a screen.
That's exactly right. We can push that down to people who have other skill sets. We can use people for what they're best at doing, and we don't have to tie up people to do relatively mundane tasks.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So when's this going to come out?
This is planned to release September 1st of this year.
September 1st. And so the big change here is that it's accessible globally, really.
Absolutely.
You can access it on a tablet as well, so you can just physically be away. But you also have a different footprint for this device than most people are used to. Is that correct?
That's absolutely right. So we talked about a little bit about the division of attention in a laboratory.
Mm-hmm, right.
And there's also a problem with space.
Right.
Laboratories are expensive per square foot. What we really tend to find is that the bench space, the linear feet of bench space, again, we'll use the kitchen. If you want to buy a new appliance that has very limited utility, only does one thing, a toaster oven's great, right? You can reheat things, you can make toast. So every inch of space that we use, we care about. So Arista is extremely narrow. I'd have to think about what it is in inches. It's 16 centimeters wide, so it's probably about 7 inches wide, something like that. But
what's the normal size?
Normally it would be about, let's say, 7 inches versus about 36 inches.
Yeah. Wow.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
That's like 3 feet.
It is huge.
Wow. So you can get at least three, almost four of these things.
That's
into
the next,
the same.
You're, you, We should hire you to come into our... So that's the next part that's really important, because the other thing that's happening, everybody's working in parallel now. They're doing, instead of one experiment and then another experiment, mm-hmm. followed by another experiment, they'll do four at once. So there's an unmet need in the market where you can stack these things up and you can have multiple of this Arista product running side by side.
That's very cool. So not only are you taking the lab into the 21st century, but you're making it happen on a smaller scale so you can do more.
That's exactly right. We can do get more done concurrently in less space with less human capital.
And that's why you call it the slice.
That's why we call it the Arista slice. That's right. You can buy multiple slices of Arista slice.
Exactly. That's very cool. That's very cool. But you also offer a whole separate section of your company. Is that correct? The Chromeponents?
That's right. You know, we worked hard to build a lot of stuff ourselves. And people, I think the American, maybe 1980s, 1990s, vision of making a company was outsource as much as you could. We insource as much as we can. We build as much as we can that's at all differentiated. So we built our own pieces that go inside of these chromatography systems. And all of those are, essentially all of those, are available as separate chromeponents, meaning parts for chromatography. Some of those go to...
You know, it just hit me that you are available on Chrome. I get it. Now I get it. Ah, very funny. So if Apple had changed their name to something to do with Chrome, you may have built on the Apple platform. I get it. All right. Sorry, everybody. A little off topic there, but sure. The Chrome thing just kind of finally light shone. So yes, so you've got the components. You're available. You're actually able to make most of the components for your Arista slice right in your own manufacturing facility.
That's right, right here in North Carolina, in fact.
Right here in North Carolina.
We manufacture here in North Carolina.
We love that.
So do we.
So you're making these parts and you're offering these parts actually available to people who may have other kinds of chromatography needs.
There are a number of people who want to roll their own system.
Ah.
A number of people who have an idea. They're scientists.
Yeah.
Our customers are scientists. They're brilliant. They've got some idea that they want to do. They're not necessarily some esoteric arcane programming language genius, and they're not necessarily some mechanical or electrical genius, but they've got a lot of aptitude to put things together. So chromeponents are these individual parts that are easy to integrate. Some people might have heard of the programming language Python.
Sure.
Probably most haven't, but Python is really easy for a non-software developer to work in, and you can use Python to integrate our chromeponent parts.
Ah, so which parts are you making available?
We have two that we're releasing very, very shortly. One of them is called the BioD3, and it's a detector. It senses chemical compounds in liquid streams, uses ultraviolet light to measure how much of chemical compounds. The other is a whole line of rotary valves called Fluid Switch that can switch very, very small quantities of fluid rapidly.
Cool. And when are those going to be available?
Those should be releasing next week.
Next week?
Next week. We're excited about that.
So brand new company in the region. Brand new products coming next week. Another whole different product line coming next month, essentially. You're really on a roll.
We've been working at it.
What's your biggest challenge right now?
Well, our biggest challenge was in Wisconsin was hiring the people. Fortunately, coming to North Carolina, we've essentially solved that. Now, it's always difficult to find phenomenally good people. We've been very fortunate to do that recently. The biggest challenge right now is probably getting the awareness out. So I do appreciate you having us on this show.
Oh, we're really happy to have you here, and we're happy to have you joining the ranks of the RDU clan here, and really glad that you're building your business based on talent. I appreciate that you understand what the Raleigh-Durham area brings in terms of the talent we have here. Well, this has been a really interesting and fun show. Really want to thank you a lot for participating and being open to giving us the first word of your first new product line to ship next week.
Well, I'm thrilled to be on Business Radio X. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. We hope to have you back on the show again real soon. And for Metro Raleigh Business Radio, this is Anne Ravel-Petcher. Until next time.